With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-705-1198. 800-705-1198. 800-705-1198. That's 800-705-1198.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. Boy, thank God for that Facebook. In response to an alleged increase of dog shootings by police officers, several people, including owners of murdered pets, are starting to use Facebook as a tool to increase awareness of the problem and seek change to police policies towards dogs. Videos of dog shootings, they're all over the internet. It seems like there's a new one every week. Well, unfortunately, the number of videos online is not a misrepresentation of the high number of dog shootings. It's impossible to actually determine the exact number of dog shootings by police officers because records aren't kept by every police department in the country. However, though, in Milwaukee, the 28th largest city in the country, a recent lawsuit claimed that more than 400 dogs were shot to death by police officers over a nine-year period. Now, if those numbers are similar for cities around the U.S., a low estimate for the annual number of dogs that are killed per year by police in 30 largest cities alone is about 1,100. In addition, a dog training manual for police that's been published by the Department of Justice showed that most police shootings incidents do involve dogs. In L.A., at least one half of all intentional discharges of a forearm by an officer from 2000 to 2005 involved an animal, according to a study. Unreal. You know, dogs and millionaires have a lot in common. They're relentless opportunists, especially when it comes to rewards. They come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, and they defend their turf. In general, they don't like cats, believe it or not. Perhaps that explains a new survey that shows that millionaires are far more dog-friendly than the rest of Americans. According to a study by Spectrum Group, 58% of millionaire pet owners have a dog. Only 37% own a cat, and only 3% keep fish, 2% birds, and 2% have a horse. Why have millionaires millionaires gone to the dogs? Well, Jennifer Kona, she's a trust and estates attorney, said dogs provide one thing especially important to the wealthy: unconditional love. You don't get that from a cat. Of course, dogs are like kids for some families, except they don't mess up in college or run off with money. Sometimes it's easy to see why dogs are the favorite child. Plus, she says millionaires know that dogs don't love them for their money. It's unbiased love, and money doesn't enter into the equation. That's important. Millionaires show their love for their dogs in part by their spending. One quarter of millionaire pet owners spend more than $1,000 a year on their pets. The Spectrum study said while more than half spend more than $500 a year. Well, business is booming for a Brigham Young University student. She recently started a puppy rental service.
They sign a waiver, basically contracting to treat the puppy well, and it's like a liability agreement.
Jenna Miller says she's had more than 100 rentals since August. The business has stirred some controversy with the Utah Humane Society, concerned about the health of the dogs. I'm Stacey Cohen. Yet more animal breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
This portion of Animal Radio is brought to you by Tag the Pet Tracker. Answer these questions honestly. Does your pet exercise enough? Do they ever take off and you lose them? You can track your pet's activity right from your computer or phone, smartphone.
I don't know if I like this.
Yeah, well, you know what? We had a caller in this morning. He said, why not use it on my... He said he could have used it 3 years ago on his spouse, whose ex-spouse.
Well, that's why. I can't walk the dog and say I'm going somewhere.
Not only that.
I mean, if I wanted to go to the local bar, forget about it. I'm caught.
Yeah. Forget about it.
Yep. Forget about it.
We're going to open a bar called He's Not Here.
No, I got a better idea. What we're going to do is we're going to rent out dogs with this pet tracker on it and have a ghost walk them around while we go to the bar.
You guys are terrible.
Well, you don't want your spouse knowing you're not where you're supposed to be, and definitely don't want them to know your activities a little more than it should be. So that's all I'm saying. Head on over to tag.com. That's TAGG.com. I forgot where we were. We're doing a radio show.
Yes, we are.
Did you know that?
Who is?
Yeah. Too much eggnog here in the studio.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You guys load us up with eggnog.
I know. I should have waited until after the show.
And you want us to do a show.
Okay, if you don't have your presents for Christmas yet, and there's a chance, like me, that you don't have them yet, 3 days before Christmas, one of the things you might want to check out is the Underwater Dogs book or calendar. Now, you may have seen this various places. You know, the pictures of the dogs that are first jumping underwater, and they're usually going after a Kong ball or a tennis ball or something like that. It's made a splash this year, so to speak. The book is doing really well, and the calendar is doing phenomenal, too. They make great Christmas gifts. We have the photographer on the phone with us, Seth Castile. How are you doing, Seth?
Hey, guys. I am fantastic. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, so a lot of people have seen this already. Have you seen this, Alan?
I don't think I've seen it. How long have you been doing it? Because it seems to ring a bell, like I've seen it before.
Well, the pictures became popular last February, just about 10 months ago. And then the book's just come out here on October 23rd.
That's so cool.
Well, how did you come up with this idea? I heard it was sort of a fluke.
It was a happy accident. You know, dogs are my passion. They're my career. They're my entire life. And I'm interested in the emotion of dogs. I was photographing a little dog called Buster, Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, in California, just doing an on-land photo shoot, sort of telling his story through photos. That's what I love to do. And he decided he would rather do an in-the-pool photo shoot than on land. So he starts jumping in the pool over and over again, chasing his little, mini tennis ball. And I was watching him do this, and he was actually submerging, he was actually going under a little bit, coming back up and having so much fun. So I thought, I wonder what that looks like. I bought a little point-and-shoot underwater camera, came back to the photo shoot, did a couple snapshots, and that was the beginning of the series of underwater dogs.
Are these...
That's cool.
Are these cheap cameras you can get somewhere, these underwater cameras, or are they really expensive?
You know, there's so many great options for underwater. I mean, at the time, I had $0, actually negative dollars, and I bought a little point-and-shoot camera for... maybe $200, a little Sony point-and-shoot underwater camera. And you can still buy these. I think Olympus makes one, Sony makes one. They're fun to just to take under for a couple of meters and do some snapshots. So certainly you can get some nice pictures. And then for the book itself and the series that's in the book, I actually explored different types of underwater gear. So, you know, you can get an underwater camera for a couple $100 and you can certainly spend $10,000 if you want to.
Well, you know, you see all those pictures of the dogs posing on the couch and different pictures and stuff, but this is hilarious.
These are great.
I can't imagine having a shot of your dog like this.
I wish this wasn't radio. I'd like to hold this up to the microphone so people can see the pictures.
And he can expand. There's all that. Next one could be dogs on trampolines.
What's next for you, Seth?
I think you just gave him an idea, Alan.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to follow this one up?
Well, I'm actually working on a new book project, which I'm really excited about. So we're going to be announcing that here in the new year. So I'll start to shoot that in January. I'm also going to be announcing a shelter pet photography workshop tour. So I have a nonprofit called Second Chance. The goal is to help homeless pets find forever homes through better photography. It's such an important part of rescue and adoption, so I'm going to be teaching workshops at animal shelters around the country, teaching staff and volunteers how to take better pictures to save lives. So I'll be doing that starting the spring and continuing now through the summer and so forth, so we're really excited about that as well.
The publisher of the book just picked it up just like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it went from 0 to 100 overnight. I mean, I was just a guy swimming around in a pool with dogs. That was kind of crazy. And then the next day, you know, millions of people had seen the photos, and Little Brown had contacted me, and we did the book deal, and it's been a lot of fun, really positive thing. You know, dogs inspire me as they inspire, you know, millions of people around the world just with the way they live and what they teach us about life.
Now, this was this was your first book, and it just took off like this.
This is my first book, yeah. Didn't have a book before this. It's doing really well. I mean, I wasn't sure how I was going to do. I mean, people don't really know me too much, but what people do love is dogs, and I think that's the secret with this book. It's just a really happy, you know, positive thing, and people want to have a celebration of dogs, which is great. So, it's the New York Times bestseller for 5 weeks now, and it's just doing well here in the United States, and also doing really well in many other countries, too.
You bring up a good point, though, buddy, because every week in the paper there are a picture of dogs, and I've seen the same ones in there quite a few times that the shelter will put in to try to adopt dogs, and I just wonder now, if they took a better picture, if they knew what they were doing with the camera, if they could generate more interest by, you know, making the dog look a certain way.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen stats that better pictures do, in fact, save lives. And the program I'm launching is called One Picture Can Save a Life. And it really is true. You know, if you have a lousy picture online at an animal shelter's website, or you have a fantastic picture that's really showcasing the unique personality of this particular dog or cat, it just makes a huge difference, and we've seen one picture save a life countless times. All it takes is that picture to make a connection, and people naturally have a connection to dogs and cats anyways, and if you can find a way to tell their story in a picture or a series of pictures, you know, you can make that difference.
Let's go ahead and give away a few copies of the calendar and the book right now. Underwater Dogs is the name of the calendar and the book. Seth Castile is the author, and I'll put another stocking stuffer under your tree. No, you wouldn't do that. You put the stocking on the... You know what I mean.
Yeah, stockings don't go under the tree, Hal.
And if you're not lucky enough to get through, head on over to your local bookstore or Amazon.com. If your bookstore doesn't have it, that's because they probably sold out. Underwater Dogs is the name of it. Seth, we appreciate you joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Happy holidays.
You too.
I like that guy.
He lucked into that.
Oh, man, he's cool, though.
He just rose to fame real quick.
Isn't that funny, though, how most great ideas happen that way? I mean, you know, it's just something that nobody thought of, and it's right in front of your face, just staring at you.
This is Jerry Seinfeld saying happy holiday, happy new year, happy you, and see you next year.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-880-3141. 800-880-3141. 800-880-3141. That's 800-880-3141.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Everyone has a community. A neighborhood, school, kids teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.